Today is Tanya for the 15th of Nisan. Is on page 589 in the middle of Pedek Mem Aleph, chapter 41, bottom of the page. Hine af mi shegam b'meichei u'machshavtei einei margishum yirobusho. Even a person who in his mind alone, he can't feel any fear or any shame, any bittul, he can't feel it in his heart, the Rebbe said before, didn't prevent the mitzvah from being an aveda. Because as long as he had the fear in his mind, and that fear motivated the mitzvah, then the mitzvah was an aveda. It was a service of God, not an indulgence of something pleasant or pleasurable for the person, for himself. But if he doesn't feel it, even in the mind, even he's not conscious of any fear at all, mipnei p'chisus erach nafshi, mimekei chutzva mimadrei geis tachtenin, diyut zviriz da'asiyo, and the reason he doesn't feel it is not for lack of effort or for lack of sincerity. It's not that he doesn't mean to. He tries and he means well and so on, but he can't produce the fear because his neshama comes from a very low origin in the lower levels of the Yitzviris, of the lowest world of Asiya. Of course, the neshama begins as a part of God from above, like every other neshama. But in coming down, some neshamas skip and are unaffected by the descent. Others come down through each of the worlds, affected by each of the world, and its main origin becomes the world that it retains while it's in this world. So the great tzaddikim retain the level of atzilus even as they are in this world. The lower level tzaddikim retain the world of bria, the bittul of the world of bria, even as they are in this world. And then there is that neshama that retains only the bittul of the lower levels of the yutzvizes in the lowest world, the world of asiyah. And that's why he's not capable of arousing this love for God, or even fear of God. Af al pikein, in spite of all this, me'ach Hashem miskavim ba'avidosi, kedei la'avid es hamelech, since he is intending, he's not feeling, but he's intending that this mitzvah be a service of the king, ha'reizu aveda gemura. This makes the mitzvah a complete service. Ki hayira veho aveda nechshoveis l'shtei mitzveis b'minyan tayag ve'einen ma'akvei zu ezu, because the fear and the aveda are two separate mitzvahs in the counting of the mitzvahs, and therefore one does not prevent the other. The lack of fear does not prevent the aveda. So even without the fear, if the intention is that the mitzvah is being done as a service of God, with a kavona l'shem shamayim, then even if it doesn't move the person to a fear or a bittul or a shame, not even in the mind alone, still the mitzvah is an aveda, the mitzvah is a full-fledged service. V'eid shebe'emes mekayim gam mitzvah yizo b'mashem mamshich hayira b'machshavti. Another thing is, another answer, how can this be considered a full-fledged aveda? So the first answer is that an aveda is not dependent on fear. The aveda means you're doing a mitzvah for God. So if your intention in doing the mitzvah is that it should be for God's sake, then it is an aveda, even though there's no fear. But what's more, another explanation is that the truth is that he is fulfilling the mitzvah of Yira as well, in that he's drawing fear to his thought. Ki b'shov v'regazu al kol ponim, because while he is conscious of this intention, meira shamayim olav, then the fear of heaven is upon him. Al kol ponim ki meira basar v'dam hegit l'pachis, she'enei melech hamabit olav. When a person is intending to do a mitzvah because this is what God wants, that is an element of fear. Because just being conscious of being watched is already an element of fear, similar to the fear that a person has when he is being watched by an average person, by an ordinary person, not by a king. If he was conscious of the fact that he was being watched by a king, then he would feel an actual fear, at least in his mind. He would feel a shame, a smallness, a bittle. But even if he doesn't feel it, it doesn't mean that there is no fear. It means that there isn't the fear that one would have for a king. But there is the fear that comes simply from being watched, from being observed. Any person, knowing that he's being watched, it doesn't matter by whom, acts better, acts differently. Shenimna ba'avurei, because of the fact that he's being watched by an ordinary person, he will refrain. Milas is davar she'eni hagim be'enav. He will refrain from doing that which the other person would find unseemly or inappropriate. Shezu nikras yira, and this is called fear, although it doesn't feel like fear. It feels simply like dignity or respect or self-consciousness. But it is called fear. Kamesha Omar Abin Yechanan ben Zakkai l'talmidav. As we find, Yechanan ben Zakkai said to his students, Yehi rotzein sheyehei meire shamayim aleichem kemeire basar v'dam. On his deathbed, Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai said to his disciples, may you have the fear of heaven, may the fear of heaven be on you, like the fear of a human being. So the Talmidim said, this is the biggest bracha you can give us. This is the height of our avodah. So he said, Teidu'u, it is a great fear, and it's a good avodah, because you see that kisha adam eved avodah, when a person does sin, he does it in such a way that no one should see him. And he hopes that no one will see him. So we see that being seen by a person is an element of fear. Because in doing the Aveda, he hopes that he is not seen, which means that if he were seen, it would prevent him from doing the Aveda. And this, Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai says, is the fear of a human being, which is a good analogy to the kind of fear that one should have for heaven. Rak sheyira zu nikras yira tato v'yiras chet. Only this fear, being a minimal one, is called the lower level fear, and it's called the fear of sin. It's not the fear of greatness. It's not the shame and the bittle that comes from the awareness of the greatness of God. It comes from a fear of sin. He doesn't want to rebel. He doesn't want to do something unseemly, unsightly in God's presence. Just that he wouldn't do it in the presence of another human being. And this fear, the lower level fear, is kedemes l'chachmasi. This comes before knowledge, before learning, before wisdom. Whereas yirei lo hu yirei beishes, the higher level fear is a fear of shame. He is ashamed of his insignificance in the presence of God. The is yira, the is yira, because there's fear and there's fear. Very different kinds of fear. And this higher level fear comes after chachma. It is the result of chachma. Only after learning and appreciating God's greatness can you come to this higher level of fear. But the lower level fear comes before chachma, which explains the seeming contradiction that in one place, on the one hand, the Mishnah says, if there's no fear, there's no wisdom, imen yira in chachma, and then again it says, imen chachma in yira. So which comes first? So with this, the Rebbe explains it. There's a lower level fear and there's a higher level fear. Lower level fear is an introduction to the chachma, to the learning of Torah and the understanding of godliness. Because without this primary minimal fear, the learning of the Torah and the understanding of godliness would not be an aveda. It would be a selfish thing. When you have first the minimal fear, then the learning of Torah is such that it produces not smugness, God forbid, or arrogance, but rather it produces an even higher level of fear. Ava b'li yiraklal, but without any fear at all, leparcha le'ela b'ava levado, the mitzvah does not rise at all, without, just with love alone, k'meisha ha'if eina yachol lefeach b'kanaf echad, just like a bird can't fly with one wing. Because fear and love are like two wings of a bird, as he writes in the Tikkunim. And with one wing alone, a bird can't fly. And the truth is that fear alone is also only one wing. And with the wing of fear, without love, the mitzvah also cannot rise. Even though the fear turns the mitzvah into an aveda, it is the service of a servant, and yet it can't rise to the higher worlds unless it has both wings. And it has to be also the service of a son. And that's why he quoted before from the Tikkun, from the Raya Mehemna, that you have to have both eved and ben. Which means that one has to arouse at least the hidden love that every Jew has in his heart, that he should be conscious of it at least in his mind, if not to feel it in the heart, but at least to be conscious of it in the mind, to remember his love for God, for the oneness of God, in his thought and in his will, l'davka b'yizbarech, and that will motivate him to cleave to God, and cleaving to God is through the mitzvah, so this becomes the second wing of the mitzvah, and then the mitzvah can rise. Zeiti yekavanase basic hatere ha-mitzvah hazu, and that should be the kavana, that should be the motivation for the Torah that he's going to study, or the mitzvah that he's about to do, l'davka b'nafshei ha-likiz v'hachi yunis u'levusheim kenal. That the mitzvah is the means through which he attaches his nefesh, his godly soul, and his animal soul, and their garments to godliness. Each of them attaches to godliness to a different degree. But through the mitzvah, all of them come closer to God. In the Hayyim Yom, for the 15th of Nisan, the first day of Pesach, the Rebbe writes that Beseder, for the Morer and the Chazeres, on the Seder plate, Hein Chrein v'Hein Salat, we take both horseradish and romaine lettuce. For the Morer, we take horseradish wrapped in romaine lettuce together, and for the Chazeres, again, we take both the horseradish and the romaine lettuce. Kiddush is made by Amida, even though this is a Seder, it's supposed to be done sitting down, but Kiddush is done standing up. Hey Lachma Anya, the Hey is pronounced with a Tzere, not Ha, but Hey. And the Birchas Achilas Morer, when we make the Bracha, Asher Kiddushanu B'Mitzvaso V'Tzivanu Al Achilas Morer, Mechavnim Gam Al Morer Shebekeirach. We have to have in mind the mother that we're going to eat in the sandwich in the Kedach. The Seder Harishin, by the first Seder night, Hoya Amor Mekatzer, that my father, Adeni Ovi Meiri V'Rabbi, the Rebbe Rashab, would be very brief, B'chdei Lechel Ha'afikeimen Lifnei Chatzis, because he wanted to finish the Seder, eat the Afikeimen before midnight. Aval b'sheni, but on the second Seder night, Hoya Mayrich, he would speak at greater length, because there was no deadline. Maschil, lifnei shoa tes, the Seder would begin before 9 o'clock, the gemrei b'shoa gimel dalet achachatzes, and it would conclude about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning after midnight. Hoya Mayrich b'bir ha'agodah, and he would explain the Haggadah at length. Admar Azokin Amar, the Alter Rebbe said that Michlud Dimhim Nusa, the food of faith, is Laila Harishin. Matzah is called the food of faith, and that's the first night of Pesach. The matzah serves as a nourishment for strengthening the faith, the emunah of a Jew. And Michla Das Vasa, matzah is also called the bread that heals, the healing bread, that's more the second night, Laila Sheni. As the refuah bring the emuna, the cure, the healing, brings the faith. Vasezokta dank der Gott für mein refuah. His emuna is strengthened when he is cured because he thanks God and he feels grateful to God for the cure. Is a doch gewen krank. But in that case, when the emuna comes out of the healing, then he first has to be sick, then healed, and the healing brings him to a greater faith. But as the emuna brings the refuah, but when the emuna is itself the healing, is the cure, is melechatchila nicht krank. When the emuna comes before the refuah, then there is no sickness in between at all. Then there is no sickness at all.